I didn't expect to have this today, so I didn't prepare anything. I guess I should share then. This relates, I guess, back to our time of fasting. So it's a bit, it's a while ago, but I guess some of you have heard at work, you know, I guess early last, towards the end of last year, you know, I guess I've been growing in faith, and I've been praying a lot. I guess, you know, just my prayer life has been increasing substantially from about this much. Still there, but you know, and so it, you know, for work wise, it's been really good. I feel like the first time that I really give thanks to God for what's happening at work. And for me, that's a big thing, because before I say, "Oh, Jim, man, you're doing really well." You know, jeez, that's really good, Jim. But now that tone has changed to, you know, wow, I think God's really, you know, moving in my life and really doing good things. And I think that, you know, the transformation, the mentality has totally changed. And particularly, you know, towards the end of last year, you know, there was this deal that came around. It was a fairly difficult deal to do in the market, and no one really wanted it. So I took a look at it, and my boss said, "Why don't we just go meet them?" So we went and met them. They loved the pitch, and they gave us a mandate. So literally, you know, I went back to Australia for Christmas holidays. I had to cancel and come back because I was working on this thing. No one's really that focused on it except for myself. And, you know, basically, for you bankers, you know, it's fairly hard to get a deal into the market if you don't have a Big Four auditor. The company doesn't, you know, have a Big Four auditor. It was a high-yield deal. And everyone's saying, basically, they tried to do it early in the year, and basically everyone's saying it's not going to be done. So, you know, at this time, you know, fasting, I said, all right, you know, I'm going to put this fasting to work. So I started praying, you know, every day. And you probably saw me here, you know, sitting over there every morning. And, you know, that was one of my prayers that this thing would happen. You know, I think it was a good experience. You know, they let me run with it. And what happened during the course of it was there was a lot of volatility. You know, at times people saying, you know, let's just forget about it, it's not going to happen. A lot of obstacles. But at every point in time, I felt like, you know, if I said that prayer and I said, God, you know, I can tell this is going to happen. Somehow the next day something always went well. Something turned around the next day, and it even up to the point where we finally got to the point where we went on the roadshow. I think, you know, Pastor Sam mentioned that in his sermon, that you know, things have been happening. And then Boyong told me that while I was in on the road, and I said, God, this is going to happen. I said, Pastor Sam has said it at church. So, you know, what happened was, you know, we went, we did the whole, you know, Singapore, Hong Kong. It was going okay, and we hit London for one day, and then we went to Boston. You know, and everyone's kind of, you know, feeling all right about it. But the client had a target of, you know, say, you know, X percent we had to get, and he said no deal. So we started at, you know, X plus 0.5%, and basically what, you know, everyone in the market and all our syndicate guys are telling me, it's impossible to get to X percent. They said, look, Jim, you know, I've been in this business for 15 years. And I said, well, I've been in it for 5. You know? and they're going, Jim, it's not going to happen, you know. And basically, that Sunday, we were in L.A., and we're all going to a Lakers game because they love Lakers. And, you know, so I said I'd get tickets for them. So we got 10, you know, I'm all excited. My first Lakers game, Kobe's out, so not so good. But we got 10th row, you know, Jack Nicholson's there. And the client goes, you know, tomorrow's Monday, you know, Sunday night. Tomorrow's Monday, we're meant to price on Tuesday. He goes, you guys are still at, you know, X plus, X and a quarter percent. He goes, we're not going to do the deal. So I'm like, at the Lakers game, I'm like, yay. Yeah. And in my head, the whole time, I was thinking, well, you know, wow, Jim, you know, it's my first deal that I got, first deal I'm running, and I go home, and, you know, as an absolute loser. Because literally, Deutsche hasn't put a deal in the market we haven't put a deal in 2 years at all. So we've been lucky in that respect. And I go back as the first guy to come, you know, come home with the first pulled deal. So, you know, that thing was weighing on my mind the whole night. And so after the Lakers game, I said, that's it. So I went home. I just, like, closed the door and just prayed. I literally prayed for about probably the longest I've ever prayed. Maybe 30 minutes. And, no, I really, you know, I felt, this time I really felt something, you know. I thought, this is going to happen. So that, before I went to bed, I talked to the syndicate guy again. He goes, you know, I said to him, what happens if New York comes in strong overnight? And he goes, no, I really doubt it, Jim. I think the best we can get is you know, X and an eighth. So I said, all right. So I went to bed, you know, still praying. Then I woke up. And I woke up, I at about 6 a.m., I got a call. It was a syndicate guy again. He goes, Jim, he goes, from overnight, the book has grown from $600 to $1 billion, and we can get to 8%. So I was just like, wow. You know, if it was a year ago, I'd be like, wow, Jim, good on you. But now, you know, I was like really saying, wow, you know, God, you know, this is amazing. You know, God has really been faithful. I think the whole time of the fasting, I felt a real breakthrough in the way I think about things, in the way God has, even in my work life, which I never thought has moved in that sphere, has really moved. And, you know, as soon as I woke up, we had breakfast with a client, and I said to him, I looked at him and I said, look, you know, we're at $1 billion. I said, you got to thank the Lord because I prayed for you all night. And, you know, all the other bankers, you know, it was a Merrill and CSF big deal. They're like, wow, I'm going to church. You know, so, and even like, I call my boss, cause my boss is Christian, and I'm like, praise the Lord. You know, I said, thank the Lord. And he's like, all right. He's like, you know, quoting me verses. So, you know, I think the thing for me is that it's the real, you know, thing, the change in thinking that, you know, God can move in, you know, all areas of life rather than, you know, I just come to church on Sunday and you know, that's about it. And just in my, you know, real, I think for me, that's the real transformation. I think the fasting has really, you know, helped me throughout that. And, you know, even now, everything at work, if it's difficult and so forth, I just put my faith in God and I feel that really helps. And so, you know, after that deal, like, you know, new things coming up, I just, you know, I just leave it, you know, to God and I just pray for it. And, you know, hopefully things get done, you know. Whether it be, you know, in my marriage, in, you know, with my friends, with work, and so forth. So that's all I want to share. Thank you.